Welcome to the Heart of Dating podcast. Hey, it's Kate. I'm so glad you could join us this week as we try to untangle the ever so ambiguous world of dating as a Christian. Over here on Heart of Dating, we get real as we answer some tough questions and uncover transformative ways to approach Christian dating. Oh, and you better believe we have some laughs along the way, because last time I checked, the struggle is hashtag real. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. Why, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heart of Dating podcast. I'm your host, Kate Warman, and y'all are in for an epic conversation today as we are asking the dudes, what is up in dating? We're asking the single dudes. We have a single men's panel today. Basically, I took three incredible guys in our community and asked them a bunch of questions. This episode is going to be great for women to get inside the minds of single men, which I know you ladies want. You want it all the time. You want to know, what are the guys thinking? What are they doing? Why do they do this? Why do they not do that? And then this episode's also for the guys to feel so encouraged and seen. I asked our three dudes today questions like, how do you feel about women dropping the hanky and making a move? Do you think a woman dropping the hanky limits your desire to actually pursue her? Do you enjoy planning dates? What's the best date you've ever planned for someone? Would you be open to dating more than one person at a time? And if yes, how would you do that with honor? What is the top quality you're looking for in a woman? And that's just the tip of the iceberg, y'all. Now, before we get into the epic goodness of this episode, I want to share something with you. Our Drop the Hanky program is open right now, you guys. Right now! And guess what? It is free for men and women to apply. If you are looking for a pressure-free, faith-based dating experience as an alternative to all the sketchy dating apps out there, I would love to welcome you into our Drop the Hanky community. For the women, this program is a subscription model program, and within it, each month you get things like exciting monthly men drops, where you will see new video submissions from quality Christian guys who are actually looking to date. You're able to meet them, flirt, have fun, see where things lead. You'll also get relationship coaching. You'll get expert guidance from me on the practical side of dating. You guys, I'm no longer doing one-on-one coaching, and I'm actually just funneling everything into our Drop the Hanky program right now. You'll also get personal growth videos. I believe dating is not just about meeting quality singles. It's also about growing personally in our confidence, in our spirituality, in our healing, in our understanding of how we show up in love. So, to do all of this, I bring on experts to talk about all of these subjects and beyond. You'll also get exclusive invites to events such as speed dating and matchmaking and mingling and so many other things. In fact, we just did our very first Drop the Hanky speed dating event, and over 1,900 dates happened in just 1 hour of this event. It was amazing, but you only get access to this if you're in Drop the Hanky. You'll also get first dibs and discounts to any of our future events, which includes exclusive access and a discount to our upcoming conference, which is going to be happening in 2022, as well as anything else we run, such as virtual summits and workshops, merch drops, and all sorts of other things. And lastly, you'll get invited to a dynamic community of women. This is such an important part of the program on the women's side. We really want to connect you with people who are going through the journey with you. Now for my dudes, hello dudes, in Drop the Hanky, you can also connect with high quality Christian women from all over the world who are just as excited to date as you are. All you have to do is apply and sign up for a free video coaching call where our video coach will help you to create your video on the spot. You will literally leave that call with a video created for the Drop the Hanky program. It's so easy. And then lastly, on top of that, for the guys, we also have a men's community. And this men's community is entirely free. Within this community, you can build friendships with other godly guys, talk through all the hard stuff, and even share some of your wins. If you want to join our men's community, you can go to bit.ly/HOD men's group. That's bit.ly/HOD men's group. And for the men and women listening, if you want to apply for free to drop the hanky, you can go to heartofdating.com/DTH.girls. Or for the guys, you can go to /DTH-guys. All right, you guys. So it's time to introduce our incredible men to the show. Are you ready? JJ Tomlin is a missionary kid born in Belgium, originally from Tennessee and currently residing in the OC. He works in gaming and e-commerce, enjoys watching his Tennessee Titans on Sundays with his golden doodle Teddy, and loves working with Christian men to raise the bar in singleness and dating. Jason Rain is an LA native born and raised. He currently serves as a young adults leader and works a full-time job in telecommunications. Jason came to know the Lord as a young adult and has a passion for serving in young adults ministry. Jason loves technology and world missions. He just recently came back from a mission trip in Serbia where he partnered and ministered to young adults. And lastly, Gareth Pond is a South African-born, Los Angeles-dwelling creative director, daydreamer, multifaceted maker, photographer, storyteller, and at some stage, Africa's top Instagrammer. Gareth is a big dreamer and believes everyone should have at least one ridiculous dream they believe can come true. Since he can't remember, his dream has been to go to space. All right, y'all, this conversation with JJ, Jason, and Gareth was so good. You're going to love it. There's even a moment where I call out one of the guys and we have a pretty cool like coaching moment on air. It's honestly so great and I really think you're going to enjoy it. So without further ado, my conversation with these three epic dudes. Oh my word, we have a fun episode for everyone today on Heart of Dating. Y'all, we have a single man's panel or single men's panel. I don't know which way to say it, but you guys have been wanting this, okay? The ladies have been wanting it because I hear from all the ladies, where in the world are the good Christian men? Well, today on the episode, we have three amazing Christian men. So let's all stop talking about that because if you want evidence, we at least have three today. I know there's more than three though out there. And then also for the dudes, like we are just so excited to have this conversation for the dudes as well so that the dudes listening can feel seen, can feel like other brothers get it out here in the random crazy world of Christian dating. And so I am so thrilled, y'all, to introduce you to my three amazing friends, Jason Rain, Gareth Pond, and JJ Tomlin. What's up, dudes?
What's up? Happy to be here.
What's up, Kate? Thank you for inviting us.
Hey,
so
Kate.
Pumped. Hey, you guys, this is so fun because I personally know all of you guys, and which makes this conversation just that much more fun. Y'all have also gotten to know each other over the course of the last few months. So we're just going to have a fun hangout sesh today. Are you excited?
So stoked. Actually, Kate, I haven't met any of you in person, which is kind of wild.
Which is weird because we literally talk all the time for stuff to do with drop the hanky and all the things. But you are coming out here, Gareth. So that's all that matters.
I'm actually in Phoenix right now. So I am in the same time zone at least.
There we go. It won't be long till all of us randomly. It was not the goal to get only people on this interview that are all pretty much in Southern California. Gareth to be in Southern California very soon. But you know what? Whatever. We have lots of people in our Heart of Dating community, actually, though, all over the country and world. So actually, really quick, though, let's start off by I would love for each of y'all to just quickly introduce yourselves before we dive into some of these fun questions. So let's start with JJ.
All right. Well, Kate, thanks so much for having me on here. I am JJ Tomlin. I currently actually live in SoCal as well. I love it down here with my big puppy dog named Teddy. He's a big old golden doodle. And so we both are actually originally called Tennessee home. So the Nashville Franklin area is home for us. And we've been on the West Coast for a few years now. We just moved down here from Seattle. And so I'm super excited to hop on here. Gareth and Jason and I are all in the men's group together that would meet bi-weekly. And so we have a great time catching up there and then catching up, playing some video games and talking throughout the weeks. So super excited to be here though.
Okay. I'm going to ask all y'all a random question in your introductions. What's one random fact that people wouldn't know about you normally, JJ?
I think one random fact is that I played football, American football, over in Switzerland
Yeah.
So it's not quite anything to brag about like the NFL, but it was a pretty cool experience to go over there and play football for a year.
And didn't you have a cool nickname? You've told me this from your Swiss teammates.
Yeah, I had two. So my French name is Jean-Jacques. That's not what JJ stands for, actually, but it's pretty close. And GG. They can't really say JJ, so they call me GG.
I love
practice.
That.
So in the most intense, yeah, in the like intense moment of football game, they're like, GG, why are you not throwing me the ball? I'm like, I'm sorry, all right.
I love it. Well, so happy to have you. What about Jason Rain? I would love to hear from you.
Hey, Kate, thank you so much. Man, I always love it when you get that question, like random facts, and you're like running through in your head. Not on a podcast, you wouldn't tell, but if you saw it in a picture, the random fact is I have a twin brother that looks just like me. So that's
so
definitely
crazy.
A fun random fact that not a lot of people know. But also reside in the Southern California area, but traveled all over. And another random fact definitely is, you know, just I really enjoy going international on mission trips. So that's a big fun thing. And I'm actually getting ready to go on one here shortly. So a lot of fun.
Ooh, that's awesome, Jason. I love that. A man who serves. We love a man who serves. Let's go. Okay, last but certainly not least, what about Gareth Pond? Let's go.
Hey, it's me, Gareth Pond.
Hey,
random
me,
facts
Gareth.
About me. Random fact, two random facts, I guess, is like, I'm as far as I know, I'm the only Gareth Pond in the whole world. I've tried to Google and find someone else because I wanted to meet up with this person if he exists, but apparently not. I am a creative director. I live nowhere right now because I'm on the road moving to California. But I kind of lead a creative team at a company called Rosewood Creative. I'm a retired influencer who decided to take on a 9-to-5 job. So fun little vibes there. But
I know the first time I discovered you, I was like, oh my gosh, Gareth is like Insta famous over here. What?
Yeah. It's a past life. But yeah, I traveled full time for 4 years and kind of like the rise of Instagram. I was a full time travel influencer. And then through the grace of God and just like amazing opportunities, I ended up moving to the US in 2016. I'm originally from South Africa. I'm half Mauritian, half Chinese, but I was born in South Africa. So kind of like fun little story there. But yeah, been living here since 2016. I was in Atlanta and I've been on a road trip for the last 6 weeks on my way to California. And I don't know where I'm going to live yet. So that's me.
I love it. Y'all, this is so fun. I'm so excited to get into this conversation today. So you guys, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I looked through some of my DMs, just questions I often get asked, and just a lot of things that I know the ladies would love to hear from a dude. And one of the things that's happening this month is we have reopened the doors to our Drop the Hanky program, which is a program that men and women can join. Women specifically sign up and they get access to awesome videos from amazing dudes that submit these videos. They get access to them and then they get to drop the hanky on the guys via Instagram. They get to slide into those DMs as well as getting the access to the guys. They also get relationship coaching videos and personal development videos. We bring in experts. I give relationship coaching and they get access to a whole bunch of fun events like speed dating events and matchmaking events. So it's really fun. And on the other side of that, we have our dudes who can join at any time and they can apply. They can submit a video to the program by signing up for a free video coaching call with our girl, Gabriella. So really easy. And then they get to also be a part of our men's community, which y'all here all are part of. And Gareth and JJ, you guys run that community, which is so incredible. So I want to start off with the first question I get, because we're talking right now about dropping the hanky. and making a move. And there's a big stigma in Christian culture that women can't make the first move. You know, that we as women have to sit here and just wait for the man to get up the courage to ask us out, and we don't move. We honestly, what happens to us ladies is we will go to church, we see a cute guy from across the way. We literally like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Who is that? And so we're staring at him, right? We keep looking at him, looking at him. Eventually he like looks at us and we're like, oh my gosh, he notices me. He likes me. He knows I exist. He's going to ask me out. And then we come the next week and we dress up and we look for him. And, you know, his eyes may pass us again, but the reality is he may not even be looking at us. He may just be looking around the room and just so happens you think he looked at you, but he isn't really looking at you. And we're just sitting there thinking that the guy recognizes us and that suddenly one day he's just going to miraculously come over to us and ask us out. And so we're sitting there twiddling our thumbs. And I just think this is so silly. At this point, like, what are we doing? This guy does not have telepathy. Then here's exactly what happens. Then we do that for weeks. And then suddenly he shows up with a girl and we are literally heartbroken. We're like, wait, what? He has a girl? Or he asked out someone else? Like, I thought I was the girl. And we created this whole like emotional connection in our minds when we've barely even talked to him. He may not even know we exist. We've probably silently stalked him on Instagram. I'm just speaking it out because this happens all the time. So I'm like, ladies, we need to stop doing this, okay? Because we need to just let the guy know that we exist. We need to get in his proximity and we need to give him a compliment and show him that we're curious about him and drop the hanky. So dropping the hanky is my term for, it's not my original term. I just use it a lot. It's for when a woman, you know, just makes a move on a guy, basically meaning she gives him the green light to show him she's interested. She opens the door, she throws him a bone, and then she sees what he does with that, right? So I want to know from you guys, A, have you had anyone drop the hanky on you? And B, how do you feel about women dropping the hanky on you? Anybody want to answer that first?
Yeah, I'll jump in there, Kate. So to answer the question, yes, someone has dropped the hanky on me, both from within the program and definitely before the program. And to one of the things that I think of when that happens is there's two parts of it. One, you feel naturally encouraged that this person is acknowledging you, but also lifting you up for who you are, something they recognized in you, either in the way you serve, and just the person of who you are. And so they were naturally interested. And then the other part of it that's really cool is it does give you that return of, hey, this person wants to go have a conversation with you, be it coffee or dinner or something like that. So it's a natural part of it. It's like almost like a free invitation. But that doesn't give us as the guys a moment to go, oh, hey, you know, I'm not going to do anything with that. So we get a true opportunity to know, hey, let's respond. Let's be intentional and set up that date to follow up that hanky drop.
Yes, that's so good, Jason. You just covered so much ground in that answer. Like, it's like, yeah, we're going to throw the hanky down, AKA show the guy we're interested in some way. And that doesn't mean that we're asking him on the date, though. You can if you want, if you really want, but it's really about just opening the door and seeing what he does with it, seeing if he takes the bait, if he asks you out, if he plans the date, all of that. I'm not asking you to do all the work, you know? So anyone else, JJ Garrett, do you have any thoughts? Have anyone ever dropped a hanky on you? And how do you feel about hanky dropping?
I'll jump in there. Yeah, I've had it up a couple of times. I think it's always really exciting to get a DM and just meet a stranger. I think more than anything, I just get like so stoked that a girl is willing to put herself out there. And because I know it's nerve-wracking, right? You think a guy, you want to just maybe even be friends. And I just want to encourage like all the girls out there, if you've ever thought of dropping a DM to a guy, just do it. And if they don't reply straight away, it's probably because they're busy or like they don't check their DMs like I do sometimes, sorry, but just do it and you never know what could happen. Like I've made some amazing like friendships. I've like dated people who have dropped the hanky and it's just been really, really good to kind of get that little cue, you know, because sometimes like we're guys, we're oblivious. Like Kate told the yes. whole story about, oh, there's that guy across the hall in church. Little did you know, he's just thinking about his leftover pizza that he had from dinner. He's not even like caring about what's going on. So that little nudge is so great and so nice, because if you are like keen to take that first step, like the guy sees it straight away. He's like, oh, cool. This could be a cool friendship, or maybe I could date this girl. But I always feel like a little flattered, right? Because I know how much effort it takes for a girl to like slide into a guy's DMs.
Yes, that's so good. And to your point a little earlier, like it also shows that that person is confident, you know, and that's an attractive quality. I think that, you know, guys are used to seeing girls struggling with insecurity. I don't know a single girl who doesn't. I myself am in that camp. I still struggle with things. And so, but to see a girl who's like, you know what? I know what I have to offer. And I'm just going to give it a shot. I'm just going to put myself out there and I'm going to show this person interest. Like, it's attractive. It's an attractive quality. And I think it can be, what I've seen in talking to guys is it can just feel like a little bit of a relief. Like, oh, I didn't even know that she was interested, or I didn't even know that she was looking at me. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Like, I might actually be into her. Wait, this is great. Or in a DM side, you're like, who is this person? Wait, this is cool. This is kind of flattering. So my next kind of tandem question to that, and I'm going to throw this one to JJ, is JJ, do you think a woman dropping the hanky limits your desire to actually pursue her, or your ability to pursue her? Because a lot of women think, if I drop the hanky, I'm doing the work. And if I do that, then he's going to be passive and he's not going to do anything from there on out. What do you think?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And, you know, I would ask them to put themselves like in the guy's shoes who, you know, it's kind of like it typically falls on the guy to make that. And if they do, it's not like they're not expected to do all of the pursuing from that point on. It's kind of like a mutual pursuit. But I'd say more importantly to that, it doesn't limit the desire. I actually think it just increases the potential for it, because the dropping the hinky, especially if it's like a compliment or something that calls out and recognizes the guy, it makes us feel so seen. It makes us feel, you know, yeah. Which guy or girl, like we're humans. And anytime you feel seen, like it's one of the most amazing feelings, right? That like you are known or recognized by somebody. I don't think it closes it down or forces the girl to kind of leave the relationship from there. I think if anything, it kind of gives the guy like a little bit of a shot in the arm, you know, some like encouragement and kind of, I don't know. I think it kind of accelerates the process.
It gives him a little more confidence. I think here's the thing. If the girl drops the hanky, there's already some confidence for the guy that, well, she's kind of into it. So it means there's a little less stakes for the guy that he's going to get rejected. Doesn't mean that she's going to like him from then on out, right? And maybe after the first, second, third date, she's like, maybe I'm not as into you, right? It doesn't mean you know you're going to marry that person, but there's a little less risk of being rejected. And therefore it's like, wow, okay, I'm excited about this. I want to make something happen here. And so I think that I just love that we're debunking this, because I hear so many women who are just so hesitant to drop the hanky, to show a guy interest, to open the door, to let him walk through it, you know, and they think, oh my gosh, well then he's not going to pursue me. And I'm like, actually, I don't believe that's true.
Yeah, I don't either. And I would just say, like, this is what I would just say about it. Like, think about when a guy or a girl or anybody gives you a compliment, like when you've done your hair, when you've done your nails, when you're wearing a cute outfit, like nobody's ever going to like deny those compliments. Like they feel really good. And I think, from a guy's perspective, like we're human. Like if you compliment us on our shirt, our fun t-shirt, you know, or our hair or something, like it's going to go a really long way, I think.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so in the conversation of pursuit, y'all, specifically, we have so many people these days that are meeting online. And in our Drop the Hanky program, people are meeting online because they connect through Instagram. That's how people, you see the video and then you DM the guy on Instagram. So for you guys, I would be curious to learn what pursuit looks like for you if it starts online versus starting in person. Like, what does that kind of process look like? I don't know if anyone wants to, you know, go first on that one.
Yeah, I think I can probably like give a few thoughts, but I am by no means the master at this. I think JJ is the master at this, as we all know. I'm sure he'll share some things. But I love to just I'm a texter. I like texting, so I generally will start kind of just having some like really fun conversation on over text, getting to know the person. But then I'll move to a FaceTime date as soon as I can, like whether that's a few days or even a few hours sometimes, especially since like the intention is kind of established since she did slide into my DMs, you know, you kind of get to a point where you're like, okay, cool, let's just like vibe this out. I love just getting a read on a person over just kind of reactions and like having a face to the voice. And so I love that point of view, just being able to get straight to FaceTime as soon as possible. And then who knows, like I love being in person. So I've gotten to a point where I've intentionally kind of like booked a flight or see where we can cross paths in the city. Zero pressure. We won't like plan a whole trip together or do something crazy, but like, great. Oh, cool, I'll be in California. Let's hang out or get a coffee, or we might meet up in like Nashville, wherever. I'm just making these locations up. But if whoever that person is, if I'm deciding to like go on a trip or I have itchy feet to like travel, I'll like, and also happen to be in an area, like I'll meet up with the person. So that's personally how I do it. I don't like to kind of prolong FaceTimes over and over and over again, because I want to just get the vibe in person and check chemistry and all of that. So that's my perspective.
Awesome. I love that. Get in person as soon as possible. Get at least on FaceTime as soon as you can. I absolutely love that. JJ or Jason, do you have anything to weigh in?
Yeah, like Gareth, see, this is where I'm completely different. I'm like, I'll maybe send one or two text messages and then I'm on my way. Like, we got to get on FaceTime or video or something like that. Especially if it's online, me and text messages, I feel like I have two left thumbs. So the context doesn't come through in a way. But I think there's a level like when that first text comes in or that connection through Instagram, that there is a level of intentionality on both parties, is the best way I can think of the wording on it. And really creating that connection. I think what Gareth said is so powerful, is there is a connection, a vibe, a moment, like when you're connecting with that person. And at least for me, I don't get that when I do text messages. And I also agree that there's a part of it, like when I went through one of my last relationships and how it kind of worked, what really helped me was getting to that FaceTime and having that conversation. And then eventually setting something up to where we met in person. Now, I wish I did it a little bit quicker than I did last time, just because that the first time I did meet that person in person, it was a very different feeling than FaceTime. But that's because it is different between online and in person. And it felt like it was cool experience because it felt like it was a first date all over again. So it was just a great experience. And it really opened up a lot of that opportunity.
I love that. JJ, you got to come in for some of the things. Gareth said you're the expert on this, apparently. So I'd love to hear what he means by that.
Yeah, I think he's just hyping me up. I actually, I copy a lot of his tips on online dating that he didn't share right there. So
whatever, dude.
I would say when it comes to online dating first, like especially as a guy, you have to understand that like you have to be completely open to it and like on board. Like this is not, it's not window shopping, you know, it's a really good opportunity to date just like you would be in person. And once you're there, I actually think, you know, because that kind of sets your foundation and your attitude. I actually think that online dating, especially as you start to go past date one, date two, date three, like it's no excuse to like kind of take the gas or the foot off the gas. Like it's no excuse to not have the same intensity, creativity, like intentionality that you would in person. And so I feel like sometimes online kind of gets like the second priority. It's a little bit easier and it kind of is, but it's not an excuse to like not treat that woman like the queen she is. So I actually love online and dating. And I think for guys, it's a really good opportunity to pursue them, even if it's virtual and from distance.
Yeah. I have a question for you, JJ, on that. Like, let's say it is online, virtual, and your first date, you also are far away. Like, let's say in Drop the Hink, you're on a dating app, you may extend your boundaries and like in terms of your radius, and you meet somebody who lives a few hours away, a different state away, whatever. And so your first dates are like via Zoom or via FaceTime. Like, how would you as a man approach pursue in that way? When it's, because I think a lot of people are like, oh, that's easy, I'll just FaceTime them, be basic, whatever. But I really am like, I think that it doesn't have to be just like basic and boring. I think that we can up the way we do virtual dating when we meet online in these ways. So I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think if anything, like, take what you love to do in person, if that's like a dinner date, a coffee date, ice cream date, even like mini golf. Like, there are stuff that you can do online together that's not too cheesy, you know, and you can find games to play if you have like the right partner. But I think like for a guy, it's a no-brainer, and it should be in like your dating playbook to like have Uber Eats and like Instacart and like flower delivery like readily available. Like, if you can from her friends and it's not weird, like try and get her address. And then if you have to go through her, just be like, hey, actually, while I FaceTime you, would love to treat you to dinner. Like, is there something specific like from your favorite restaurant that I could get you tonight? Or what's your favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Like, what's your favorite wine? And just send it to their front door.
So good.
So I think like for guys, I would just say when it comes to online dating and long distance dating, there's such a good opportunity to like stand out by doing some of these small things. Like, it's so easy. It takes 5 minutes on your Uber Eats app to boop, boop, bop and have it sent right to the front door. And it's a lot easier than person, I think. Like, you're not having to spend an hour of time to go all these places and drive to their place and stuff. I think actually Uber Eats and Instacart is like a man's best friend when it comes to impressing a girl.
Hey friends, so here's the deal. For this ad break, I want you to take a break. If you've been dreaming about a beach getaway, but you're nowhere near the ocean, maybe it's time to get a bit creative. Well, with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, you can listen to the relaxing sounds of the waves and give yourself a break wherever you are and at whatever time of day. Did y'all know that I actually listen to the sound of rain or even the ocean to sleep? I love it. And honestly, I now can't sleep without it. Calm gives you the tools that improve the way you feel. You can clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and even drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. Now, for listeners of Heart of Dating, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Kate. You can go to calm.com/Kate for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Kate. All right, y'all. I hope you have a peaceful, dreamy sleep tonight. All right, you guys, I'm so excited to share with you about a product that I have been using for months. This last summer, in the summer of 2021, I started going on a really intense health journey to work through some of my chronic illness. And with that, I had to change up a lot of my diet. And that's why I'm so excited to have discovered this brand, Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. One of the things that I've been using consistently is the Organifi green juice, which has essential superfoods and a clinical dose of ashwagandha. I've actually put it every single morning into my green smoothie, and it is so good. It helps reduce stress and support healthy cortisol levels. I've also been using the Organifi red juice blend, which also supports focus and energy. And lastly, I've been using the Organifi Gold, a superfood tea that supports rest and relaxation so you can wake up feeling refreshed. Each Organifi blend is easy to use by simply mixing it with water or your favorite beverage while on the go, and they don't compromise quality for taste. Organifi takes pride in offering the best tasting superfood products on the market at a price that works out to less than $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank, which I love, of course. Go to Organifi.com/HOD and use code HOD for 20% off your order. That's Organifi.com/HOD and use the code HOD for 20% off any item that you want. I could not recommend it more. Like I said, I've been using their products every single day and I swear by them. Excited for you to try. Okay, this is great. I love it. I have another follow-up question here that's off the cusp, but I'm just thinking, so I'm a girl and the guy doesn't really plan anything much for the first date. It's kind of basic. It's very vanilla. It's just like a meet and greet. It's just like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And this isn't just like a hangout call. This is like a date, and it's a date FaceTime or a date Zoom or even an in-person date. How would you guys prefer it? Would you guys prefer that a girl shares that information that like for the next date, would you prefer that she says something like in the lines of like, hey, I would love to maybe do something a little bit different. Or, you know, like, would you prefer she voiced it or says nothing? Because here's what I often see is a lot of girls are like, man, this guy is really not trying. He's doing nothing. This is very vanilla. I'm just going to write him off, you know? And then without telling him, she just writes him off. And she's like, I'm not interested. Versus giving him the opportunity to say like, hey, I would love to do something to feel a little more connected, to get to know you a little more. Could we maybe do a fun activity? So how would you guys take that if a girl gave that kind of feedback, and how would you prefer for it to be presented if you would even want for it to be presented?
I gotta jump in, Kate, because as you're sharing that, I'm like, oh my goodness, did I just do that?
Like, oh my gosh.
That's funny.
Woo-hoo. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, don't get me wrong, I took the art of JJ and I at least, you know, it was first time we were doing an online date over FaceTime, and I preemptively, you know, because I didn't know where she lived, I sent the DoorDash coupon so she could, as a woman, choose exactly what she wanted with food-wise and everything like that. So I at least, you know, made sure that dinner was the thing that we were doing. But when I think about the rest of the date, I was like, oh my goodness, like it was that somewhat vanilla kind of first date over FaceTime. And I just felt like extremely called higher by JJ and what he's sharing. Cause I was like, oh man, like I did it from the house. I could have gone to the beach or really upped it to where it would have been something different, a little bit more special. And I think that's a part of it. Like, I think that's why there's healthy Instagram stalking allowed and being able to learn more about that person, what may encourage them on that first date. So just being transparent, like I was like, wow. I feel really
called higher. So let's say I'm that girl and I said this feedback to you, Jason. Let's say, for example, like not in a mean way, not in like, Jason, that date was super boring. I feel like you didn't try at all and I'm not that into you anymore. I would not that, obviously, but like if she said it in a different way to give you some sort of feedback, obviously you're getting that now here live, which is great. But like, you know, like if you didn't have this conversation and you just thought, oh, it was a pretty good date, but like she's feeling the way that I'm expressing, like, oh, you know, that didn't seem that great. Like how would you prefer for her to say it? Or any of you guys, like I'd love to hear, because I think this happens a lot. What I'm trying to get to is I think a lot of girls have thoughts early on and continue to the idea of like girls can't drop the hanky. There's a level of like, we can't share how we're feeling or the thing, like what we're really feeling early on. We just have to let the guy lead so much so that we can't even express what may not be great for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kate, no, I want to jump in real quick and just be like, I think it's a degree of interest for me, right? Like, let's say from my perspective, if you're really into this dude as a girl and you're like, oh, I really just want him to like put in a little more effort to this, and you really like him, like just be blunt with this guy, because if he's a we're dumb, like, you know, we let's just be honest here, like we get dumb when we're around a cute girl and sometimes we just seize up and we can't think or do anything. So if a girl's like, you know what, that was pretty lame, we should go bowling next time. Like, just keep it casual. Like, don't use the word lame. That's just in my vocabulary. Don't use that. But if you're like, hey, I would, like, for me, I would be like, if a girl was like, you know what, I really love karaoke, how about we go on our next date to karaoke? Because then we can get to sing, like, do that. I personally don't like karaoke. So anyone out there who drops the hanky, please don't suggest that with me. But there's ways to do it very tastefully where you're the one almost like taking a bit of step, but also sharing a bit of your interests as a girl with this guy. So yeah, that's great. I think that's a soft way to do it for a guy, but most guys, you know, we can take a bit of direction. So just read the room a little, and I would say just be honest and take the step and just propose the question, you know.
That's good. I think from my end as a girl, there's a way. I'm big on like living in our feminine as women and not like overkilling it with our masculine energy. So the thing I would avoid for the women listening would be like to just say, hey, you know, that date one was fine, but this is what I want to do for date two. Let's do it. That feels really masculine to me. It's like you're in a boardroom dictating the people. To me, it's like stay in your feminine, but still present like the request and the need, which is like, hey, I appreciate you planning the first date and I'm enjoying getting to know you. If it's okay with you, I feel really connected doing something fun and active with a guy early on. Would you want to go on a hike? Would something like that interest you? I know that would feel really fun to me. That would feel really exciting to me. So you're really presenting in this feminine way that's like sharing. It's like an opportunity because then as the receiving end, the guy's like, oh, they would feel really connected doing that. Well, I want them to feel really connected. Okay, let's do that. Yes, let's do that. You know, I don't know if you guys are catching what I'm saying, but I think just the way it's even presented from the female side, I do think that matters.
No, I think that's great, Kate, because I think there's a part of it, even on that first date, like it's really about we're both being curious on both sides. And we're trying to really just figure each other out and walk through that purpose. And I'm definitely one of those guys. I would rather the amazing woman that I'm going on the date on the other side be upfront and transparent. You know, I definitely know as we're walking into 2021, online dating is something that has transformed over the last 2 years, almost 1,000,000% fold. And I would rather just be told. So, hey, okay. I saw what I did was not in your realm of what you would have really enjoyed. And it felt like a boardroom questionnaire, first time date. But something that was more interactive and something that created, especially if you're further away, being a states, you know, it may not be till your third or fourth or sometimes maybe your fifth date until you guys cross paths. Because I've also heard of people doing long distance dating international, right? So that takes a little bit more to even be able to get out and do that. So I think there's a level of curiosity, but being open with one another to say, hey, these are the things that really encourage me. These are the things that really lift me up and allow, you know, us to connect in a different way. So, you know, I think there's the more transparent you can be in the beginning, the better it is that both sides can plan going, hey, I knew we had an hour for this date or 2 hours. Let me try to make sure there's something in there that we both feel, you know, uplifted by.
Yeah, that's great. You guys, I have a hot topic question to throw at you now. Okay. So we're talking about dropping the hanky. We're talking about meeting online or virtual dating, social media dating, all the things. And this brings up an interesting question, which is dating or talking to more than one person at a time. And so we've done an episode on this. I've definitely talked about it at length, but I'm so curious to hear y'all's perspective. And I don't think this is prescriptive. I don't think every single person has the same perspective on this. As a Christian, in fact, I think the majority of Christians would say no to dating more than one person at a time. But I actually prescribe to the fact that I think it's okay to date more than one person at a time if you do it with honor and very clear communication. But I want to hear from y'all. What does that look like? Especially if it's like you haven't gone on that many in-person dates. It's just virtual or you're just in those first beginning stages. What do y'all think? JJ, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a great question. And it definitely depends on the person to person. I think there's two parts of it. One is like, is it something that you can do? I think, you know, it just personally depends on person to person if you can do it. And then two, I think you kind of have to define, right, like exactly what dating is. Like, can you seriously date four guys or vice versa, four girls at one time? Where you're like on the 10th date with each of them and you're kind of having this very serious, that would be a little tough.
Yeah. Well, I think 10 dates and dating that many people at 10 dates is maybe a lot personally.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be like seriously dating. But I think if you're taking out a couple girls or you're going out with a couple guys to a very, very easy dates, coffee dates, still really getting to know them, that for me feels okay. Especially, I actually have been on the, I actually dated a girl who was dating a few guys. And I think for me, I really communicated her appreciation and like her just being very transparent from the get-go. Like that for me actually built more trust than anything else, because I was like, hey, for me, it's actually not a big deal that you're dating a few guys. And if anything, like the fact that you're telling me up front where it could scare me away, like I appreciated it. So I actually felt like for me, it actually led to like an acceleration in trust because she was just willing to be so transparent from the beginning. So that's how I'd say, at least from my end, how I received it. Now, could I do it myself? I probably could if it was like easier dating, just coffee chats and really getting to know them and building a friendship. But I feel like even if I, you know, we talk about seriously dating, I just don't think I have the bandwidth to pursue, you know, multiple people at once, but I'm totally fine being on the receiving end.
Yeah. And I think where I get to, and I should have clarified a little more just so people, if you haven't heard the episode I did on this earlier this year, where I am at with this for everyone listening is I think it's okay personally to do this in stage one of dating or in the dating phase. So the way I break down dating is single, dating, relationship, engaged, married. And so normally we do single, dating, engaged, married, and we skip relationship. I think dating is the means to figure out if you want to be in a relationship with that person. And so often we go from like 1, 2, 3 dates into being in a relationship. And I'm like, wait, you don't even really know that person. Now you're suddenly sharing with them about them on Facebook and Instagram, and they're meeting your family. And like, you don't even really know them yet. So what I'm saying is I think in the dating phase, and the dating phase is like a phase that lasts for just a little while. It's not like forever. We're not talking 6 months here. We're not talking you're going on 20 dates with one person and 20 dates with another person. You know, it's like yeah, one date a week with 1 to 2, maybe 3 guys, and that's it, you know, yep, like for a certain amount of time.
Yep, exactly. So I think if you do it, having been on the receiving end of a girl who's doing this, she was so graceful and sweet. She told me after the first date, you know, where she was at and that she was dating, you know, multiple guys, and even clarified, you know, what that looked like. And I actually kind of welcomed it. You know, for me, I'm competitive, but more importantly, I was just like, great. Like even more so, like if it's supposed to work out with her and I, it's going to be very clear to her that me out of these, you know, like couple guys or however many it was, like I'm going to stand out. And so if anything, like for me as a competitive guy, it kind of gave me a little bit more like fuel to the fire. Like, oh, I'm definitely going to impress her now.
You're like, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. You're like, whatever.
Exactly. I'm like, you take more guys. I don't care.
I think Kate too, like just to add to that is there's this crazy, and you speak about this a lot on your podcast, but there's this crazy stigma around how I think in the church we've been taught to fantasize straight away and think like, oh, okay, I've been on one coffee date, I'm going to marry this person.
Right.
Like,
yes,
and,
right.
And dating people, multiple people at the same time kind of diffuses a lot of that. Like I know when I started doing that, it just helped relieve a lot of the stress that came with dating. Like, and I've actually shared that a lot with some friends of mine who, or they just put that pressure on themselves. And then when I'm like, you know, you can date multiple people at once, right? It's suddenly there's this huge like weight lifted off their shoulders and they can just like freely get to know someone and be themselves and be more casual. And I think that's something I do want to highlight, because I think there's a lot of that stigma that still exists in the church, whether it's like daydreaming or what they've been taught. Like, I remember teaching some of my youth kids at some point that very thing that I just said that I actually hate now. So it's let's just be like chill about it and like get to know someone. Like my one friend, like worst case scenario or best case scenario, you end up making another really good friend, and that's cool.
Yes. I love that. I think also my last little bit on this is you just have to know yourself. For example, I hear a lot of women saying that actually the guys are dating more than one person. And it's just, how am I doing? Am I doing this with honor? And are my intentions in a pure and good and honoring place, right? Or am I just doing this to see every pick of the litter? And, you know, do I have a problem with variety and want a lot of variety and have commitment problems? Or do I want to get my bucket filled by having a lot of fun days with a lot of different people? It's like, you know, you have to come back and know yourself. That's why it's not exactly for everyone, because I couldn't date multiple people. I used to back in the day, but it was bad for me because I had an addiction to love, an addiction to men. And if I still had that today to the extent I did back then, like, it would not be healthy for me to go on dates with more than one guy at the same time, because I would literally just be having fun, having variety, and just like, oh, well, this is fun. Oh, that's fun. And it would be filling my bucket, you know? And so you have to also come back and know yourself. And I think that's important for the guys as well. Speaking on the end of, if it's a guy listening and the guy, let's say it's a guy in Drop the Hanky, because in Drop the Hanky, you're going to get messaged by more than one girl. Okay. Most likely that's going to happen. And so you might start conversations with more than one girl. And I think the important part there would just be to communicate to the girl, like after you have a few conversations, you have that FaceTime date, you're liking it, like you enjoy them, just say like, hey, I want to be honest with you. I want to continue talking to you, get to know you, go on a FaceTime date or a real in-person date. And I want to be honest with you that I am also having a conversation or two with somebody else that I met through Drop the Hanky. I just want to be honest and upfront about that, so it doesn't come as a surprise. But I will do my best in this process to be honest and to be really honoring to you. You know, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, wow, okay. I feel so good that they're being honest with me versus being caught off guard. Makes sense that maybe they're talking to another person. I don't necessarily expect that they would cut off every text communication they got from this person in the program, from people in the program, just because I started talking to them. So that's okay, you know? And then you as the other, on the receiving end, you get to weigh, how does my heart, body, spirit feel? Like, how do I feel? Is that okay for me? Does that bring up a lot of insecurities and triggers in me? Is this, you know, am I all right with doing that, knowing that he might be talking to some other people? So how long am I okay with that happening? All right, I went on a total rant there, but I just wanted to bring that up because I think it's so important. Okay, so another thing, this is actually a big question, y'all. So we're talking now about like talking potentially the more than one woman. And what happens sometimes within this is something called a friendationship. Okay. So basically you meet somebody, let's say it's through online, it's through a hanky drop or a DM slide, and you start chatting with them and you're like, wow. And Gareth, you said earlier, you love the text banter, right? So it's like, for somebody like you, you could like build an easy conversation flowing friendship with a girl. And so the question though is, where is the line with that being just a friendship versus turning into a friendationship, which is that person obviously reached out to you because they were potentially interested and now you're just talking to them over and over and over, and maybe they're starting to get connected to you even though you're just chill as their friend. So how do we make these things not turn into friendationships?
I can take this one. I think, like, I just communicate to the men in this conversation. At some point, I think you have to make the decision, and the difference is like, do you want to be a man that leads like a man, or do you want to be a man that leads like a boy? And
ooh, what that yeah, she just said it, yo.
I did, because here's the thing. Like, I think if you're leading as a man and having those conversations and clarifying, she should never be left in a position of ambiguity or this friendationship. Like, if she has to ask those clarifying questions, that should be a big indicator for you as a leader and a man, like, that something's going on there. Like, you might be flirting a little too much. Like, you might be like, I actually call this called heartstrings. This Ooh. Little concept. And it's this little like paradigm that, like, imagine you have these little hooks that you place into the guys or the girls, whichever way, around you. And whenever you kind of need that intimacy or that feeling of like importance, like, you just kind of tug on those heartstrings, and it kind of seems innocent, but I actually think it's wrong. Because you're kind of leading people on, you're kind of casually leading them in this ambiguous state. So I actually think, as a man, when you start dating and you're out of college, like, you're just going to have to make a decision that, hey, I'm going to lead like a man. And that means, like, you're going to have to work up the courage, own it, the ambiguity, ask her clarifying questions if it's ambiguous, you know, what she's sending you. But overall, like, if you're leading well and you're communicating, like, you're going to have to own those conversations. And she should never be left in a position of, like, ambiguity. And if she asks you questions, like, I'm like saying for you as a man, like, you get some questions to ask yourself, because, you know, are we the leader, or are we being led, or are we letting ambiguity lead?
What I often find is like, oh, well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be weird. I'm trying to just be cool, and just that'll suddenly make it weird. And I'm like, but when I don't think clarity is not about being cool. It's about being clear, and leaders lead with clarity. Like, they really do. I think JD Rogers said that a year ago on my podcast, and like, that is it. And so I love that you just said that. Jason, you have something to weigh in.
Yeah. I also think there's a level of security in it too. I think when you lead with clarity and transparency, you both know where the end result is, like, what you're looking for. Like, not many of us will jump in a car and go, I'm going to go from A to B, but I don't know where B is. And so when that happens, you don't plan right. You don't know how to work the conversation, or in a sense of knowing where things are going. And then that adds doubt. It adds fear. It adds all these areas of even more insecurity. But when they're being led, both the male and the female side, both of us in that building from dating to relationship, you know where it's going. So you know the level of questions you're going to ask, or the conversation you're going to have. So it's not just like, hey, what's your favorite flower? What's your favorite color? It's like, hey, what was your family life growing up? You know, where are you at in your profession? What do you feel that God's really, you know, shown you for what your purpose is going forward? And there's those deeper context of core questions that really allow you to go, hey, I see that this man is leading me in a way, in a relationship that wants to go from dating to a relationship and then to marriage. And that clarity and transparency really brings that comfort and that security. And let's be real, I totally agree with JJ. I think when you're willing to step up and trust God and lead in that way, the level of security and comfort that the woman that you're with knows that you love them, that you're willing to build with them and to definitely go the distance.
That's so good. Man, I love this. You guys, see, ladies listening, there are great Christian men out there. Hello. Okay, you guys, we have even more questions, but we're going to just do a few to close. And, you know, I think on this conversation of being clear, and, you know, it's not about being cool. It's about being clear, and clear is sexy. Okay. It requires a level of vulnerability, because being clear requires either telling that person you're into them or not. You know, if they're a friend and you feel like they're catching feels, it requires you to be vulnerable and share either where you're at, that you are interested potentially and you're feeling that out, or maybe that you just want to be friends. And therefore, you know, like, just so they know, like, hey, we're on the same page of friendship, you knowing maybe they are kind of into me and I'm not as into them, or I'm not into them at all. It's pretty vulnerable to do that. And so I want to ask about vulnerability for a second, because I think this is so important in dating. And I'm just such an advocate for that, especially in the culture of man, that vulnerability is so attractive. Women find it so attractive. And I'm just curious for you guys, if anyone wants to step up to the plate first, to know a little bit about how you've seen vulnerability be important in your life and in dating.
Kate, I think for me, like, I've seen how we overthink things a lot, I feel, especially in as Christians. We are like, oh, what if I do this wrong? What if I do that wrong? And I think for me, like, being somebody who is very honest, like, a big thing for me in a relationship is I need communication. Like, I'm a talker. Like, I love chatting. I love to get to know people. So I'm very comfortable with approaching conflicts and kind of working through things. And being vulnerable in a weird way is like a bit of a micro conflict, right? Because you're like, am I going to offend this person? Am I going to hurt her feelings? And I think just as a whole within like the Christian dating community, we need to be super forgiving in that space. And to add on to that is not take it personally, right? So let's say a girl slides into my DMs. I'm like, oh, cool. Would love to get to know you. And then somewhere down the line, I just feel like it's not working out for whatever reason. There's a level of vulnerability that I need to be honest with that girl, but also a level of vulnerability where there's forgiveness on both sides, or like almost an opportunity to cater for the possibility that it won't work out, right? There's hopes, and there's the hope that it would work out. Maybe one person really wants it more than the other, whatever it is. Like, in reality, dating is dating. I mean, if you take it to kind of the dating world outside of Christianity, people are very forgiving in this space. It's like, yeah, I went on 3 dates, it didn't work out, we ended up becoming good friends. And I think there's a degree of vulnerability there that involves forgiveness, or involves like a casual kind of engagement in the space, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Not taking it so seriously too, which can also lead to like less disappointment when we don't picture our future marriage with that person from the first 1, 2, or 3 dates.
Well. Exactly.
I'm curious.
Oh, I was just laughing about not taking it so serious, like not showing up with the wedding ring on the third date.
Well, seriously, like the girl is in her little journal writing like Kate and then the last name, and like just writing it in script. Does that look good? And you know, like I did that when I was in 5th grade, but I shouldn't be doing that now in my 30s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Wait, Gareth and Jason, you guys don't bring a ring with you on the first date?
No, unless it's that candy one, you know, I'm just so I can be funny and have a joke, but definitely not.
Wow, y'all.
I bring a box with 5 little boxes inside, and each has a different level of carats of diamonds in it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And then choose? Oh my gosh, this sounds like a massive dream, but not like first date. But
they're like ring pops, right?
Yeah, ring pops, baby.
Wait, that would be funny to show up, say, you know, I've been told to not bring a ring to the first date, but I just couldn't help it, and then bring out the ring pop. Y'all, there's an idea.
That'd be a power move. That
for sure. Yeah. It'd be so hilarious. Okay, I'm so curious, you guys. We're talking a lot about, you know, women and how we show up in dating. And so I'm curious from you guys, a solid Christian men, like, what is a top quality you are looking for in a woman? Just name one, at least. Obviously, we know there's more than one. And we probably don't even need to say, like, oh, a godly woman. Like, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and hopefully think that that's a big quality for all of y'all as Christian men. But what's like something that would really stand out to you in the woman that you might be considering dating? You all are going to answer this quickly, and so I'm going to just call on you. Jason, you're going to go first.
That they're in active spiritual community. I think that's the biggest thing for me, is because, you know, we're all connected, but I think if you can tell very easily that they're connected with their other women in their community, you know that they're seeking growth.
That's so good. Wow. JJ.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think like a godly woman, right, like gets tossed out. I love like looking at like, I don't know, I think their character. I think there's something about when somebody's life changes, when they're submitted to God, like is their life about them or is it about others? And that's kind of like that selfless kind of transformation, that their purpose on earth is, you know, one reason. And then that, because everywhere I've been, Kate, the past few months, they've actually been quoting Matthew 6:33.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So, which is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I think the seek first the kingdom of God, that's the godliness that you're talking about. And his righteousness, I actually think that's the sanctification, that transformation of her character while she's on earth, that unlocks, right, so much of like a, it's just past a relationship. It's a godly, glorifying, fruitful relationship between you and her.
That's great. I love that. Gareth, what about you?
I think for me, I kind of mentioned it a little earlier, but just conversation. Like I'm a big communicator. I love to kind of invest time in ideas. And when I say communication, I mean across the board, mentally, spiritually, physically. So it's conversations with each other. It's conversations with God, with family. And I find that really attractive when a girl loves to really dive deep into understanding and investigating and investing time in conversation, whether that be with God, reading the Bible and praying and getting into a spiritual, into the spiritual space and just like growing with God, or with investing time in me or my family or vice versa. So conversation for me is a big one, but I feel like a lot of people say conversation and you're like, oh, cool, that's a talker. But I come from the perspective of gaining understanding and gaining depth.
Well, it kind of sounds like being curiosity too. It's like being mm-hmm. curious with the person. You're going to have the worst dates of your life and worst relationship if you can't learn how to be a curious person, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like if you're not genuinely intrigued and ask questions and want to, and not and genuinely want to know, you know, because you could tell when somebody's just like trying to check off questions, like, oh, so what about this? Versus like, oh, this is really interesting. I'd love to know this about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the equivalent of a guy taking you on a boring date for a, I mean, for
there
a girl.
We go. Yes.
If she's not interested, if she's not curious, it's like, okay, cool. I'm moving on. Peace out.
Yeah. So I'm going to flip it and say, from the women's perspective, I'm going to just speak to really quick the fact that a really amazing quality that I think a lot of women are looking for is, Jason kind of said this, is as a man surrounded by godly friendships. Like, who is he mentored by, surrounded by, discipled by? That's definitely on my non-negotiable list of like discipleship. Like, who is he being discipled by? And I was actually just talking to a friend recently, and this is not to put men down in any way, because I actually really stand for men and fight for men. But a lot of things I see often is that men are trained in early days, like they can do it in a silo, they can do it on their own, be independent, man up. And so, you know, they're doing a lot of things by themselves. And when it comes to dating, it is so important to have other voices, like trusted voices, not everybody's voices, but trusted voices that can pour into your relationship, help you process things. Because as you date, it's going to get a little confusing. It will. This is a person who communicates differently than you, has different needs. You know, you're getting to know more about them. And I was talking to somebody recently who was like, yeah, he just came in. He doesn't have a lot of male community. I'm like, man, I have heard this over and over and over again. And again, not to bash on men, but just to say, men listening, it is so attractive for the women to see that you have solid male friends in your life that are guys that you want to be like, that you are vulnerable with. And so quick transition into just, I would just want to share with that about our men's community at Heart of Dating that we have been stewarding and trying to foster here. I'm so excited about it. We meet bi-weekly. Gareth and JJ run it, and Jason also steps in as a leader sometimes and is often there. And so I just want to hear from you guys. You run this group. It's an hour bi-weekly. Guys from all over the country, all over the world come together. I was there a few weeks ago for a Q&A, and we had tons and tons of guys and lots of questions. We went way over, but it was so awesome. It was so rad. So anybody want to jump in to share their thoughts about men's group?
Yeah, I can go, and then Gareth and Jason have some great comments because they help lead as well. I would just start with guys, first of all, like, especially in COVID, there was like Zoom group upon Zoom group upon Zoom group to hop on a Tuesday night and read the Bible, especially if you couldn't meet with guys in real life. Now we're at a kind of a fun point where you can do either or. There's still virtual groups, and then there's more in-person groups meeting. But I would just say this, like, when it comes down to that Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and you have the option of a men's group or community group, don't choose your Xbox.
I was gonna say video groups.
Don't choose your PC. Don't choose Netflix. Don't choose golf. Like, choose community, because it is so much more important for you, even if it's maybe like somewhat boring, or it's like not your cup of tea with every guy there who likes exactly what you like. Like, put yourself out there. And I think when it comes to guys especially, we need a little bit of a kick in the butt. Like, just go out and get in the community. Like, I know it's fun to do those things. I've made those decisions before. But like, being lonely and even like hopping online and doing those things like in a silo is not going to do anything good for you spiritually. So I would just say, like, be intentional about it. Like, even if you don't always feel like it, like, know that Christ died for a community. Like, he died for you to walk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, with those men and those women, just like he walked with them. And then I would say, like, on top of that, to plug the men's group, it's actually fun. Like, we actually have a good time on the Zoom call. We actually have a really good time making every guy, like, you know, ask a question, talking about where they're from, talking about their experiences. So it's not just you coming and listening for an hour. Like, every guy's plugged in. Every guy's is being known, because we love building a relationship first and then sharing experiences and learnings. And it's actually great. You get a lot of tips. Gareth and Jason have a lot of great tips on dating. So I think, if anything, like, you'll come and you'll pick up a lot of great date ideas. So I think that alone is worth it.
Yeah, I just love how vulnerable the dudes are in the group. Like, we've had some amazing stories. We, like, sometimes we'll start with a plan, and then somebody will ask a really good question, and we'll like, dive into that and really investigate it and, like, have some really great conversations. So I just love how the guys are vulnerable. It's a safe space. We say this every meeting, that this, you know, it gets recorded, it gets sent out, but it only gets sent out to the guys within the community, which is awesome. Like, and as people are engaging in the space, and as the guys are kind of sharing their stories, like, it's a place to, maybe there's something that's been pressing on your heart for the last couple of days or weeks, or maybe even months, and you're just, like, really stressful. It's a really good space to open up and be vulnerable and get some really solid just bros around you who can, like, talk you through things or help you through things. Or maybe there's, like, that casual moment where you're like, oh, there's this girl that I really like, and you're, like, shy. Like, we're all like there with the best advice, and, like, to be your best hype man, to kind of be the best dude you can for, like, this girl that you really like. So there's a range of just engagements and kind of interactions that I don't think you get anywhere else right now, to be honest. Like, it's rare for a lot of guys to kind of get together and just talk shop and talk dating, you know? So I love that element of the community.
No, and I think another part to even add is the group is so diverse in the men, from guys who work in corporate to guys that are working in other professions, doing trade skills and other things like that, and even from different phases of where they're at in dating, married, previously married. So there's just so much in the community that the dynamic and the conversation and even the depth of vulnerability within the men that have been coming, it just creates such a level of conversation that so far there hasn't been a question that someone hasn't been able to share wisdom from, either from scripture or past walk in their life. And so it's one of those things, if you're thinking about it, to be able to choose and jump into that community, you're definitely going to be able to get something. And then you're also going to find out that there are people all around the U.S. and international in this group. And everybody's almost been able to find someone that they've been able to meet up with in person and have a cup of coffee, or at least be in the area to set something like that up. So you're definitely going to be able to create new godly men friendships from all around.
I love it. Y'all, it's so special. Also, for the ladies listening, if you know dudes who need community, send them our way. I'm going to include the link in the show notes. It'll all be there, but send the dudes our way. Now, guys, this has been an awesome conversation. And to wrap it up very quickly, you're going to just share your final nugget of dating advice, and you're going to keep it to one line. No explanation, just one line, just like a one-liner. It could be yours or it could be something you've heard. JJ, you're first.
Dang it. I was hoping they could go so I could think of my one-liner. I actually feel kind of called to this one. Like, are you going to be pastoring her, or is God going to be pastoring you two together? My one-liner. Yeah.
Bomb drop. Amazing. Gareth?
Gosh, how do I follow that one? I don't know, Kate. I said one on kind of like the other podcast that we did, but just... I always say like, allow God to write your story and your narrative throughout the entire process, because that, for me, I'm a big romantic and I love the idea that God is writing my love story.
I love that. Go Gareth. I love that. That made me made all my romantic heartstrings. Aww, just, I was like,
that
oh,
was great.
It was so sweet.
That was so good, Gareth.
Jason, what about you?
Oh, it's like trying to think of all these ones. But the first phrase that popped in my mind is, true curiosity leads to vulnerability. And just when you're willing to be totally curious about the other person and learn who they are, it shows how much you care about them. And then that leads into vulnerability.
Y'all, this is a blast. Quickly shout out your handle so people can connect with you if they want to find out about men's group or just hang out or drop the hanky if they're a girl. What's your handle?
So this is Jason Rain, and my handle is at J Crane. And yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram.
And it's spelled J-A-Y, not J. It's J-A-Y Crane. Anyway, yep. JJ, what's yours?
Mine's actually, it's me, JJ. Like, it's me, JJ, all one word. And instead of an I, it's an L, because the one with an I is taken. So it's me, JJ.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know it's complicated, but it looks normal on Instagram. It's kind of funny.
Gareth, what about you?
Just Gareth Pond, sort of short and sweet.
Y'all, this is epic. Only Gareth Pond. If you need it, there he is. And he has some cool imagery on his Instagram as well. We're just trying to get you matched up, Gareth. I don't know. I'm always trying to find someone for you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. Thanks for sharing your wisdom, your thoughts. I loved all the moments. Jason had some light bulb moments too earlier with the date. That was so fun. But y'all, what a great time. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks so much, Kate. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Thank you, Kate.
I mean, come on. I just want to hear everybody stop saying, where are the good Christian single men? Like, y'all, they exist. They out there. Just listen to this episode today. I mean, goodness gracious. Sign up for Drop the Hanky. They're in that program as well. Anyway, I just hear this from you guys so much, and it's just my heart and my mission to reframe that perspective. No matter how discouraged you are in dating, don't let scarcity define your life. Choose to lean into abundance and into hope. Reframe your perspective and get excited for what God is doing and is going to do in your life. That's it for today's episode with Jason, JJ, and Gareth. I want to encourage you one more time to apply for our Drop the Hanky program on our heartofdating.com website. And if you're a dude listening to this, I really encourage you to go and join our men's community. If you really want to join our men's community, you can even do that also on our Heart of Dating website by going to the upper tab that says join, scrolling to the bottom, and you'll see information there about our men's community. All right, y'all, that's it for today. I will see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.